Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're excited to have this gentleman back because everybody except me plays fantasy football. So on our Western Hotline, Scott Pianowski, Yahoo Sports, is going to help everybody out. Scott, it's Howard. Jeremy had to step out a little bit earlier. Brayton is here. Nice to have you back for another season, sir.
Happy to be here, and what a great win for the Bills. You know, I know they didn't look good for a while, but put the hammer down in the fourth quarter, and man, isn't Devin Singletary exciting? I know he didn't have a ton of touches, but he was on the field so much and was making so many splash plays. It was funny that the first week of football, we all often think of the rookie running backs who were going to be impactful, and it was the receivers who were doing all kinds of things. You know, Brown here and Brown there, and Hawkinson looked great in Detroit, but Singletary may end up going down as the jewel of this class. I know Montgomery didn't do a lot in that Chicago game. I think Singletary is going to be somebody we're going to look back and say, yeah, I'm really glad 9th, 10th, 11th round, even on free agent as a waiver wire pickup. I think he's going to be a difference maker.
Yeah, he was, you know, again, for what it's worth, Scott, in the preseason, you know, you could see there's some ability there in his game. He's not a burner. Like, he's not a guy that's going to, like, just run a 4-3. But he's shifty, he's quick, he's got good vision. And I think, you know, like you said, he had great numbers. He only had four carries. I think we expect a greater role from Singletary going forward. And while Gore is technically listed as the starter and the number one back on the depth chart, Singletary had the majority of the snaps, and I think he's going to be a factor in the offense going forward. So go draft him if you haven't.
Right, and, you know, all four of his runs were successful, right? You love it.
Yep.
I mean, the idea is not to be like Barry Sanders, 1-2, -2, -2, 78. The idea is to be that Terrell Davis drumbeat where every play or as many plays as possible are successful. And also Singletary, look, I'm preaching to the choir. I mean, your listeners already know all about Singletary, and I'm sure a lot of these people were aggressive to get him. But also impactful in the passing game. We hardly saw any T.J. Yeldon. And, you know, I'm sympathetic to guys who don't necessarily look great at the combine because, you know, well, maybe they just didn't have it that day, or maybe it's misleading. You want good football players. You know, Jerry Rice didn't have a great timed 40. I don't know if everybody knows this. Evan Engram had a faster 40 time for the Giants than Odell Beckham. You know, I mean, they're both great players. Yeah. I'm not trying to ding either one of those guys. But, I mean, not everything is about how you look at what my friend Michael Salfino calls the underwear Olympics. There's a lot more that goes into being a great football player. And I think Devin Singletary is going to be a heck of a football player.
You know, and John Brown, too. I mean, we spent last season never talking to you about a receiver that anybody should play off the Bills roster. And John Brown has a 100-yard game in the opener and looks like he's, you know, we talked about, I think, Beasley with you in the preseason, but John Brown looks like a good play.
Yeah, they both get a heavy target share, which is what you want, right? I mean, you want somebody who has projectable volume week in, week out, and what a pretty comeback route that Brown caught on the touchdown. Yeah, I'm excited about this offense. I know they only scored 17 points, but at least they finally got it cooking in the second half. It helped that Mosley was hurt, and I guess we'll get a good litmus test this week, actually favored on the road, which is interesting, but Brown probably receiver 3 in fantasy. Beasley maybe a little bit deeper down where you may not be using him until injuries kick in or maybe the bye weeks kick in. But they're both rosterable. I mean, Brown should be owned in every league, and I think Beasley maybe in 40 or 50% of the league sounds right to me because they're going to be prioritized. This is an offense that probably is not going to use the tight end too much either, so it may be some of those extra targets trickle down into the receiving game.
You mentioned some of the young guys. Who were the key players that stood out in terms of rookies? And I assume the guys you're going to bring up have all been drafted by now, right?
Well, the hardest guy to figure out is Hollywood Brown, Marquise Brown of the Ravens, because he only ran, I think, 8 pass routes. But out of that, he had 4 catches for, I don't know, 170 yards, 2 long touchdowns. And one of the trickiest things in football is when Baltimore goes to Miami and kicks the living tar out of them, the question is, okay, is Baltimore that great? Is Miami that bad? What are the levels here? Is Miami going to go 1-15 or 0-16 or 2-14, which I think is definitely in play? Their over-under is only 4.5 anyway, and they made it very open that they want to tank. Just how good is Baltimore? Is Lamar Jackson ready to take that step? You know, only ran for 6 yards. We think of Lamar Jackson as a quarterback who's going to do a lot with his legs. That was a game where Baltimore ran all over Miami, but Jackson didn't have a part of it, but he threw for 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I'm nervous that Hollywood Brown didn't get more run, didn't get more routes. I mean, you would think, okay, that could only go up. Look how successful he was. Of course, they're going to do more of it, but I still think they want to play with defense. They want to play with running the ball. I don't think they want to throw the ball all over the yard. Those passes were just so wide open that they were successful. I think that may have told us more about Miami than Detroit. The guy I'm really excited about is Hockenson, and I never touch rookie tight ends. It's such a difficult position, and usually these guys need 2 or 3 years to get up to speed. But just the fact, I like that when you draft a guy where he was drafted, I like him to immediately be obvious to everybody, this was our lottery pick. Like, I remember when the Rams took Tavon Austin, and you'd watch a Rams game, you'd say to yourself, which receiver is the first-round pick? I don't see anybody who's jumping out to me. Hockenson immediately identifies himself, and I think he's going to lead Detroit in receiving touchdowns. I think he's going to be a legitimate top-10 tight end for the full fantasy season.
A moment ago, you brought up the word nervous, and I have that written in here with my question on Baker Mayfield. It is one game, but the Browns blowout loss was a huge story in week one. Should anybody who has Baker Mayfield be nervous?
Yeah, I think so, because I don't like the offensive line. And also, you know, Mayfield was playing okay, and then he hurt his wrist in that game, and then his play really deteriorated. And of course, the game situation got out of hand. That didn't do him any favors. I don't think the play calling was particularly smart. Romo was all over this. He's saying, well, you guys can't block right now. Why are you running passes that take a long time to develop? It's not giving your quarterback a chance. It's getting him beat up. Get a really good litmus test. The Browns and the Jets, two of the most disappointing teams in week one. The Jets, of course, as you guys know, couldn't close that game out against Buffalo. And I thought Darnold was shockingly bad in that game. But people drafted the Browns proactively. Chubb was a top 12 pick in most leagues. Obviously, Beckham somewhere in the top 15. Mayfield was probably one of the top 5 or 6 quarterbacks drafted in every league. I need to know Mayfield's wrist is okay. I need to know the offensive line is okay. And right now, I don't know how we can know either one of those things. And as much as I don't think the Jets are anything more than like a 7-9, 8-8 football team, they do have a decent defense. I think the Browns are going to struggle on offense this week, and I'm nervous. I have a lot of Chubb. I need Nick Chubb to be good. And he had a passable line. I know he lost the touchdown to Hilliard. His stat line was fine, but they need to scheme differently. Romo was dead on with this. They cannot be asking their offense to be a slowly developing offense with the offensive line they have. They need to play around those limitations and be quicker with the drops and quicker with the plays.
Final thing then, and let's go to a bigger picture of maybe guys or plays to be nervous about. Are there players, you know, based on matchups or anything else that, you know, you'd be shying away from that you're a little worried about going into week two?
A couple of things. One thing I don't understand is, what did the Chargers do to the football gods? Their running back is their primary running back says, I don't want to play.
Yeah.
Their kicker gets hurt. Hunter Henry just seems like he's been hurt his entire NFL career. And what a talent he is. He finally gets his way back. Looked pretty good. He's hurt. Now Mike Williams is hurt. I know the Chargers had a decent first game, but I think this is going to be the year Phillip Rivers, you know, another team I don't trust their offensive line. Eckler had a blow-up game, obviously, in week one. But yeah. I think this is going to be the high watermark for this team. I think they're in a dangerous spot against the Lions, could easily lose that game. And I just think too many things have gone wrong there. You can't keep losing quality players. They have their best offensive lineman out, their best running back out, their starting tight end out. Williams, you know, it sounds like he's iffy for this week. That makes me nervous. I also really don't know what to make of Arizona. They looked like absolute dirt for 3 quarters. And then Kyler Murray, maybe it's just a case of the nerves going away. Maybe you get far behind in the game and you just kind of sling it. You're not worried about making a mistake anymore. Looked fantastic in that 4th quarter. And they finally got David Johnson going in the passing game. He had more air yards in week one than he did all of last season, which shows you how incompetent the previous coaching staff is. So I'm not really sure what to make of Arizona. And, you know, I'd like to see Jimmy Garoppolo prove something. This guy's got the big contract. He's only played a handful of NFL games. And remember, after he got hurt last year, San Francisco eventually settled on Nick Mullins, undrafted, unpedigreed quarterback. And he was pretty good in the second half of the season. Garoppolo didn't play well in that win over Tampa Bay. We didn't really notice it because, man, Winston was lookout below bad. And I have a lot of Tampa Bay receivers, so I need him to play better than that. But I think Jimmy Garoppolo has something to prove at Cincinnati. And I would not be shocked if they decide, you know what, we need to kick the tires on Nick Mullins. It's not going to happen today or tomorrow. I think he may play some games at the end of the season as the Niners think maybe Garoppolo isn't all that.
You can find all the fantasy info at Yahoo's website, sports.yahoo.com. You can also follow Scott on Twitter. He's a good follow, at Scott_Pianowski. And he's with us every Thursday at 9:30 throughout the season. Great to have you back, Scott. Thanks for doing this, as always, with us. And good luck to your multiple fantasy teams this weekend.
Thanks. I had a very mediocre week one, so I'd like to get back on the winning track. And thanks for having me. Go Bills.
It's a long season. Have a good weekend, Scott.
Peace, guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.